today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
If there's lack in your life, check where the ark is. Where do you prioritize the presence, the principles of God? Have you thought about him lately? Janet Jackson say, what have you done for me lately? Ooh, 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 yeah. What have you done for God lately? Ooh, ooh, yeah. There's some stuff that God is waiting on. If you just can align with him, all these other things will be added to you.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Davidic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 17.
The Bible says when he did so, as the ark came over the threshing floor, it stumbled and it went the fall, and a young man reached up and touched it to stabilize it. But the presence was so powerful, he died. Thank you, God. And there are people today, and I'm warning this next generation, that come to church and you want to touch it in your flesh. You got all of these ideas, but you're all up in your flesh. You got to get connected. The ark must be put on the shoulders of priests. And you got to understand, just because you have a great mind don't mean you touch the ark. You have no reverence for that which is holy. You have no reverence for precedent and what has happened before you. A previous word is connected with the present word, but you don't care about the previous word. You only want to speak now. You have no legacy. You don't want to be called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You don't want legacy. You just want to say, I'm here now. Glory to God. Touching the ark in your flesh. The Bible says David was afraid, so he took the ark and put it in a man's house by the name of Obed-Edom and let it sit there for 3 months. And he went home and opened up the scripture, and he found out where he made his mistake. And that is, nobody should be transporting the ark on big boards and big wheels. You got to put it on the shoulders of priests, and you got to march it, glory to God. You got to carry it. It has to be reverence. It has to have honor, glory to God. It has to be lifted off, not by a board, but men of renown, women who know what time it is, must carry the ark into the next dimension. The presence must be carried by you. Glory to God. And David caught a revelation. He says, if it's supposed to be on the shoulders of priests, he caught a revelation. Maybe it represents God's presence being in the hearts of flesh. So he left it in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months, went home. But after 3 months, he gained a little courage, and he comes back over the hill. And when he got over the hill, he looked at Obed-Edom's house. When he put the ark there, it was dry and full of desert. But when the ark got there, just in 3 months, man, I'm prophesying to somebody. I know things are dry, but if you give God 3 months, glory to God, by this time in July, God is about to move. God is about to blow your mind with what he's about to do in your life. All you got to do is get the ark of God in the proper place and watch God turn your life around. I know it's chaotic right now, but don't forget the ark of God. Get it in its rightful place. Come on, clap your hands and give him the glory. When David comes over the hill, it wasn't 3 years. It was 3 months. In 3 months, those dry vineyards was producing so many grapes, it was mind-blowing. In 3 months, his barren wife was pregnant. In 3 months, his cattle had produced even the more. His sheep had grown. In 3 months, his whole land was flourishing. In 3 months, his flower garden looked like a gardener had been working with it and putting fertilizer in it. Everything was working. In 3 months, he found wells on his property. In 3 months, gold was found in the man's land. In 3 months, everybody that was sick was healed. And as David stood on the hill, the side of the hill, he started dancing. Glory to God. Because he said within his mind, if God can take this man's barrenness, hallelujah, that didn't even have a heart to worship, but he just accepted the presence, what will happen if I can get this ark back to its rightful place? Ah, Jesus. Because my God is a covenant-keeping God. And whatever he did at Obed-Edom's house, he will do for the entire nation. Ooh, Jesus. Don't get jealous of anybody that God bless. If you do what they did, you will see that God will bless you too. He has no respect of persons. If he did it to one, he'll do it to all. The next time you see somebody blessed, ask them, what did you do to attract the blessing? And if you model it, you'll see God do the same thing in your life. God is going to cause you to pull the blessing into your life. God's going to cause stuff that is dry to start producing in the name of Jesus. You know why? Because you're doing exactly what you need to do to attract the blessing of the Lord. In 3 months, watch it turn. Mark this date, 3 months from now. It's going to be my birthday on the 10th. Watch what happens as we enter into July. It is a marker. You're going to see people in this room shift in the next 3 months. Things are going to start to occur in the next 3 months. Life is coming back to the organization in the next 3 months. Some of you that have been barren, glory to God, financially are going to start producing more fruit in the next 3 months. Our worship is going to another level in the next 3 months. Evangelism is going to jump off the charts in the next 3 months. Healing to the body is coming in the next 3 months. Expect miracles to occur in the next 3 months. Can you give God praise for that? I am a Nathan to you. I'm speaking to you. God is going to blow your mind in the next 3 months. I know you're blown away, but watch what he does now. I know you're hurting. And I know you think that God is finished with you, but he's just starting. He's going to blow your mind in the next 3 months. Thank you, Lord. What sparked the covenant? David said, how can I live in a house of cedar? And the ark is in a curtain. I want you to think about that. How many of us really think about the things of God We want the blessing that David had. But look what triggers the covenant. We know that God loved the lad from his youth. He made him king. But look at his heart. How can I have a plush home, but God's house is in ruins? Do I ever think about God or his plan? And he selected us to work the plan, to do what he's called us to do, to support the work of God. Thank you, Jesus. David's name means beloved of God. He was the eighth son, not feeling loved, but he was named prophetically. Thomas, you're the same way. Your father told me you were his last seed. And in his last seed, he gave you his name. The last of 13. He waited 13 times before he gave his name up. I believe it was prophetic. And I believe every year your family will recognize and see you as a Seth to the family, in the very similitude and likeness of your father. If I could name you, I would name you Thomas Seth Brown. That is your biblical name, Seth, made and developed in the likeness of your father. Your voice, your reflection, your praise. You may not have a banjo or harmonica, but it's in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. God named David the beloved of God, or his father did, but he didn't feel beloved. He was out tending sheep when he was anointed king, separate from all of his brothers. They didn't even think about him when the anointing was being, when the oil was being poured. Samuel went to the first, second, third, fourth. Surely you are the anointed. God says, no. Surely you are the anointed. No. Samuel said, do you have any more children? Yeah, we have one out there in the field. Yeah. That one. Well, God told me to come to your house. There has to be somebody here. He goes out there and God says, that's the one. The one laying on his back singing love songs to God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's the one that I'm going to use to transform Israel. The unique thing about the beloved of God is that he stands in several offices. Number one, he's a prophet. I know this is unusual, but David is known as a prophet. He's a messianic prophet. If you read the book of Psalms, there are times when he will speak in first person. Then there are times when he will speak as the Son of God. One of them is in Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Who said that? That's right. Jesus is on the cross, and here we see a prophetic announcement of what Jesus would say when he's on the cross. He allowed David to go through physical things in the earth, and nailed him in it to get a prophetic word. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, my God. Why have you forsaken me? That's how Jesus felt on the cross when he becomes sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is why the new covenant and the Davidic covenant are kind of tied together. Because Jesus is even called the Son of David. So he is a prophet. Number two, he's a shepherd of Israel. Not only his father's sheep in Jesse's house, but he's the shepherd of Israel, the under-shepherd of the land and the people. He leads them, glory to God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down. He causes Israel to rest in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, glory to God. A pleasant place to drink from the Holy Spirit. And he restores my soul. Everything that I lost in my past, my past dimension or in my history, God has caused me to recover it all in my now. Can somebody say amen? He is the one that leads me beside still waters, and he restores my mind. He leads me in a path of righteousness. There's something in me that wants to do what's right. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm always experiencing these enemies coming at me, but I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and staff comforts me. And he takes the nation like that through the valley of the shadow of death. He takes the nation, leading them into new heights of dignity, and all of his enemies rest with him, glory to God, because God put a shepherd there who's leading him into higher ground. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my conflicts or my enemies. In other words, I got people who want to kill me, but you always cause me to slip through. And then you put a steak before me right in the midst of them. I'm slicing it. I'm slicing that thing. And it's juicy. And I'm going to eat it right before all of you all. Because the Lord, hallelujah, he is with me. He's covering me. And he's making sure I'm able to eat in the presence of my conflict. Then he anoints my head with oil, not only for him, but the oil is like that which comes upon the head. Come on, David. And then upon the beard and the skirt. He's saying, if God anoints me, he's going to anoint whatever's under my authority. So let me tell you something. If you can get anointed, I don't care how wayward they are. If they're tied to you, God is going to anoint them too. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Pull your son in. Pull your daughter in. Pull your business in. If it's aligned with you, God says, I'm going to anoint it. Not only is he a prophet, but he's the shepherd of Israel and a shepherd of the land. In other words, the land starts producing more under David. After David brings the Ark of the Covenant out of Obed-Edom's house and it rests in Jerusalem, the Bible says a miracle took place. He gave everybody raisins, everybody figs, and everybody meat. Where did it come from? Supernaturally, it was multiplied. The first miracle of feeding the 5,000 didn't come in John chapter 5 or 6. It came with King David. That when the ark is in its rightful place, you will see a multiplication of sustenance. If there's lack in your life, check where the ark is. Where do you prioritize the presence? The principles of God. Have you thought about him lately? Janet Jackson say, what have you done for me lately? Ooh, 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 yeah. What have you done for God lately? Ooh, yeah. There's some stuff that God is waiting on. If you just can align with him, all these other things will be added to you. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. He said, seek first the kingdom and the righteousness of the kingdom. And all of these things that you desire will be added to you. We upside down. We're going after the things first, like the world. We should go after God first. We should run after him, body, soul, and spirit, and let him cause us to recover all. I don't know where the time went. I must be preaching today, right? I must be preaching. I must be preaching. Thank you, Jesus. I got caught up. Woo! Not only is he the prophet and the shepherd, but he's also took on the role of king over the land and over the people. And lastly, he's the commander-in-chief of the Lord's armies. Let me just help you. There's another one. He's a priest. You mean tell me he's a prophet? David is one man. He's a shepherd. He's a king. But he's also a priest. He's able to take the showbread that's only for the priest to eat. He's even able to touch the ark, which by law is a violation, and the young man who touched it in his flesh died. He's even able to touch it and don't die because he got a revelation. If I enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his court with praise, if I'm thankful unto him, he don't want to kill me. He doesn't want to kill me. He doesn't want me to die. But what he requires is a sacrifice of praise from the fruit of my lips. And if I give him praise, hallelujah, he'll let me eat what others couldn't eat. And he'll let me touch what others couldn't touch. And he'll let me feel what others couldn't feel. And he'll let me inherit. He'll let me inherit what others looked at from a distance. Because I found out that he's my hiding place. Look for David. Where's David? Where's David? Where's David? You don't know. You don't know. What do you think he's doing? He's up on Zion, laying by that ark, while everybody else is party. He wants to lay by the ark, drawing strength from the presence of God. The priest is in the midst of us. The one, hallelujah, that's leading us back to God. The one that says he's holy. Woo. The one that says if you praise him, he will release the next dimension to you. The one that's receiving the refreshing of the Lord. The one that says I can't survive without you. The one that says I know that you use Moses with all of the sacrificial animals, but you never really wanted that. What you really wanted was a praise, hallelujah. What you really wanted was a life. You wanted my breath. You wanted me to exhale while I praise. God, I love you. As the deer pants for the water, so does my soul long after you. David said, God don't want you to get tired when you play basketball and tired when you use sports and when you go to the games and yell for your team. But when you come out of a worship service, you should be drained. Where are the priests? Thank you, Jesus. We're the priest. As I continue at 11, we're going to deal with David, but also Jesus, the son of David. Because this covenant, the prophecy that Nathan gave David, is that after you rest with your fathers, I'm going to establish your kingdom. He prophesied that David would die, but I'm going to give you a kingdom that will last forever. And that pronouncement ties this covenant with the new one. Before we go there, we got to tie this with Jesus. Can somebody say amen? And I want you to praise God for Jesus, the son of David, right now.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@gmail.com. at truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Davidic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2204-1008. That's reference number 2204-1008.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Get ready for Special Forces Boots on the Ground Ambassadors for Christ Evangelism Training Day on Saturday, October 8th from 8 a.m. until noon. The training is designed to help churches and individuals become more effective and confident in sharing the Christian faith with others. It will all take place at Truth Reveal. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website to register. CARE Learning Center is looking for volunteers to tutor students in grades K through 12 and college. Although teachers are preferred, other caring professionals are also considered. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website to sign up. Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Session on Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.